Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 54 for Thursday, September 8th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $2 to $5 per ton stronger on Thursday, with a November contract of $462 a ton. The loonie weakened against its U.S. counterpart, pressured by data from the American Labor Department, which reflects last week's lower jobless claims. Gains in the Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil and Malaysian palm oil markets added spillover support to canola. However, a report released on Wednesday by Statistics Canada limited advances. StatsCan paid canola stocks at 2.016 million metric tons as of July 31st, which is bearish. Harvest pressure was also a feature, though there are areas of concern across the prairies. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were unchanged to up 3 cents, with the November contract up 1 at $9.77 a bushel. The market gained back ground after declines earlier in the day. Export sales released by the USDA have been pushed back to Friday, but ideas that demand for new crop oilseed is strong underpin the market. However, China's soybean crop is expected to be up close to 13% from year-ago levels, which is bearish. Positioning ahead of Monday's monthly crop report from the United States Department of Agriculture was also a feature, as investors expect the data to show bigger yields than previously projected. Corn was up 3 to 6 cents with the December contract at $3.38 a bushel. Prices advanced with investor positioning ahead of data from the USDA. Many market watchers expect the agency will revise estimated yields lower. China's corn crop is expected to be close to 2% smaller than last year's, which is bullish. Wheat was up 1 to 7 cents with the Chicago December contract up 3 at $4.06 a bushel. Wheat gained as prices have become more competitive internationally. However, the global stocks-to-usage ratio is close to 35%, which capped advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.